Brooklyn Borough President Eric Adams is dressed for the occasion in a pinstripe suit and tie.
Thank you. A real significant moment for me to be here with Abner Louima.
Louima was brutally beaten by NYPD officers in 1997. He came from his home in Florida to endorse Adams for mayor.
I believe he'll be the greatest mayor for the great city.
The endorsement was meant in part for younger voters who may not have heard of Louima.
It's a message to those who have just discovered the fight for police reform. I have been committed to this for my entire life.
Adams is a former police officer who co-founded an advocacy group for black officers. As a state senator, he testified against former police commissioner Ray Kelly in the federal stop and frisk trial. But Adams hasn't managed to captivate young voters who want more radical change, especially when it comes to policing.
For like me and for a lot of my peers, we've seen over the past couple of decades that efforts to reform policing has not made us safer.
That's 19-year-old Jada Shannon, a political science major at Hunter College. She says Adams' more incremental approach hasn't worked.
He thinks this is the only route. We have to make it better. And like, that just isn't true.
Political science professor Christina Greer says Adams has a hard needle to thread if he wants to recruit younger supporters.
Young black progressives are like, defund the police, abolish the police. Older black homeowners, it's like, where are the police? Like, I don't want these people on my yard. What is happening? I own a house.
She says it may be wise for Adams to spread his message of public safety to his base of older, more moderate Democrats across the city. They're more reliable voters anyway.
There's something to be said about, like, dance with the person who brought you. And the person who's bringing you are moderates who care about crime and safety.
Oh God, who makes all things new, speak to us.
At a vigil in Brownsville last month, residents of the Van Dyke houses gathered to mourn the killing of a mother and her two children.
It is in your name we do pray. Amen.
Among those gathered was 61-year-old Alaire Chappelle, a likely Adams voter come June.
When you think about how the communities are set up, they're kind of set up to explode.
A lack of jobs, few after-school programs, parents are stressed. Asked which mayoral candidate might be best suited to tackle those issues, she smiled.
Well, you know, I kind of like my borough president. I think he has demonstrated that, you know, his heart is for the people.
On the campaign trail in recent weeks, Adams has been talking about the rise in shootings more than any other candidate in the race.
I am alarmed at the deafening silence that we're hearing about this gun violence in our community.
Unlike other more left-wing candidates, Adams doesn't want to decrease the NYPD budget. He wants more funding for the unit that handles gun violence and more spot checks at train and bus stations to seize illegal weapons. These solutions, to a younger generation, seem like more of the same.
He has old ways of thinking about what he considers reform.
City Council member Antonio Reynoso, who is running to succeed Adams as borough president, is part of a younger generation of Brooklyn leadership. Another member of the new guard is State Senator Andrew Gonardis. He worked with Adams and is supporting him for mayor. He sees the generation gap a little differently.
We often grow up and we intentionally avoid taking the advice of our parents. I would venture to say that perhaps some people are not hearing Eric's message, even though it's the same as other candidates, but in a slightly different way, because we want to not hear it.
Maybe another sign of a generation gap? Adams isn't on social media much. But that didn't stop him from going viral. A few weeks ago, a video he made in 2011 was recirculated. In it, he encouraged parents to search their children's rooms.
Look at all the items inside the room and feel around and see what's the possibility.
Looking for guns or drugs. Soon, Paperboy Love Prince, a 28-year-old rapper and artist who's also running for mayor, had remixed it.
What you doing in my room? Eric Adams, get out of my room.
Prince's video was viewed more than 20,000 times, more than any of Adams' recent posts. Gwen Hogan, WNYC News.
You're gonna find love in my room. You're gonna find hugs in my room. You're gonna find art in my room. You're gonna find hugs in my room. You're gonna find paper in my room.
There ain't no haters up in my room. You gon' buy UBI. You gon' find housing for all. Healthcare for all. All up in Paperboy room. All up in room of Paperboy Prince. Why you up in my room searching for Prince? We spreading love, I'll give you a hint. Paperboy, I'm spreading love. I'm spreading love. I'm spreading love, yeah. Eric Adams, get out of my room. What you doing in my room? Eric Adams, get out of my room. What you doing in my room? Eric Adams, get out of my room. What you doing in my room? Eric Adams, get out of my room. What you doing in my room?